Hello.
Hello, Kenneth?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tom from Suddenlink, the cable company.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, our servers are down for most of North Carolina, and you know our servers are located underneath your property, right?
No.
Like underneath the house? We just need you to reset those real quick.
I got to go under the house?
Oh, no. You just go to your breaker box and just turn off the switches. Because we run our electricity off of your breaker box.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's going to take me a bit to get out there because I'm all crippled up.
Oh, no problem.
I'm walking with a cane. Ah. Hey, give me a flashlight.
Jeez.
So I can see what I'm doing out there. Hold on a minute, Tom, right?
Okay. Hey, stop it.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I heard touch tones.
Give me a jacket. Put on a green jacket. How come the name on my caller ID says something else?
Oh, I'm calling from my personal cell here at the Central Operations Center here in North Carolina.
All right.
That sounds believable, right?
Yeah. Come outside, Mia.
I'm right behind you.
Go ahead, go.
Okay.
Just grab the small door.
Bossy.
I'm getting there. Hold on.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Here, take this, Annie. Go hang it up. He's on the phone.
Okay.
Later, chicks.
And? Ian, don't hang it up.
Go ahead. All right. I'm out here. You still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Oh, just if you could just flip the main switch, that should do it. That should reset everything that's underneath the house.
Where's this at?
Oh, the breaker box. You know, the circuit breakers?
Light.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hold on. I got something for the telephone here, and then I got another box, a bigger one.
Just flip all the switches. That's what I always say. Just flip them all.
It's got a lock on it, and it don't open.
Oh, well, it's the one for your own house, the one for your electricity. You know, that turns off your lights.
Oh, you're talking about... I don't know what the hell you were talking about. I gotta go back in the garage. Hold on.
Okay.
I misunderstood you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's just we wired up all of the internet servers onto the back side of your switches so nobody would see them.
This shit gotta get cleaned up. I can't even get over here. Hold the phone so I can talk to him.
All right.
All right, now which one you want me to click?
Just the main switch that turns off all the power on the whole house.
You kidding?
No, you just let it be off for about 10 seconds and then turn it back on. And then that way it'll all reset and...
Hold on.
North Carolina's internet will be restored.
It's a 200 amp breaker, right?
Yeah, 220. 221. Whatever it takes. Hello, Ann? Kenneth? Your cordless phone seems to have gone dead. I can't imagine why. What the hell? He did it. And what the hell was with that guy? Did you hear the way he was talking to his wife? What a mean person. He wasn't like, honey, do you think you could help me with this? Could you just grab that flashlight and hold it for me? He was just barking orders to her. And then he told her to clean up something. He's like, this place is a mess. It needs to be cleaned up. And I'm pretty sure he wasn't suggesting that he's going to clean it up soon. That's what the wife is for, right? What a dick.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Kenneth?
I just tried to call you back.
Oh yeah, this is Tom. For some reason the phone disconnected. I'm not sure why.
Well, because I got a cordless phone.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
So I shut the breaker off, like you said.
Yeah, it looks like.
And I kept it off for about 15 seconds.
Oh, you're only supposed to do 10.
Well,
but I guess 15 was okay, because I'm looking at the board here, the main control panel board, and we got green lights across the board. It looks like North Carolina's internet is back up.
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, we right before you guys moved in, I think in 2006, we buried all of our internet servers underneath your house for tax purposes.
No, I don't care. I really don't care.
Okay, well, yeah, just...
But I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah,
the number you call me from, it wasn't the name Tom. It was a 636 number, and some old woman just called. Answered a phone when I called.
That was probably my mother. She picked up the extension upstairs. She's always doing that to me. She listens into my calls, too, when I'm trying to talk to friends and stuff.
Because I said, is Tom near? And she said, no, he's not. And I said, does he work for Suddenlink?
She
said, no.
She's just being a bitch. That's how she is. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I just want to make sure this is an up-and-up deal.
Oh, yeah, it's completely on the up-and-up. Oh, hey, incidentally, could you put... We just need to run a quick test. Could you put Trixie on the phone?
Yeah, sure.
It'll just take a second.
She's right here.
Okay. It's what kind of dog is it?
Cockapoo.
Okay. We've been sending Wi-Fi signals into her brain for the past year. She should be able to troubleshoot this with us.
Tom?
Yes? Yeah?
What the hell are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, if you could put Trixie on the phone real quick, I just have to ask a question.
A dog don't talk on a phone, Tom.
Yeah, she'll understand, though, and she'll respond. It's okay. I can hear. I have sensors and stuff.
Come here, Trix. Come here. Say hello.
Well, she doesn't say hello. Come on, don't be an idiot.
Well, she barks.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm not trying to get her to bark. We're just trying to do some quick troubleshooting. Can you just put the phone up to her ear?
It's up to her ear.
Okay. Hey, Trixie, who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? Are you a good girl, Trixie? Yes, you are. You are a good girl. Yes, you are, Trixie. Hello?
Okay, did you get your signal?
Yeah, everything looks good. We got green lights across the board. Trixie is confirming everything's fine. Everything looks good.
You know what's funny? Trixie's pretty old, and she's got cataracts, and she's blonde.
Yeah, but
she hears you talking to her. I got it on a speakerphone, and she's looking all around, like, where is he?
Yeah, well, you know, we've got the sensors here that picked up the response that her brain gave. You know, they're right under your house, so we can pretty much just do whatever we want.
Why would the servers for all of North Carolina be under my house? Would you tell me that?
We started construction in 2005, and we had it all up and running by 2006, and I think you guys moved in shortly after.
The house was just starting to be built in 2006.
Yeah, but we built it underneath the house. It's kind of like this really large basement. There's 8 sub-levels.
Oh, Tom, come on. Who the hell are you?
This is Tom. Did you just say Tom, who are you? I'm Tom.
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about, 8 sub-levels?
Of internet servers. It takes
like a fucking water.
It takes a lot of servers to run the internet for all of North Carolina. I mean, even someone like you has to know that.
What do you mean, even someone like me?
Nothing, never mind. You wouldn't understand. But there's an entrance to the whole thing, like inside your house. It's a secret entrance. But it's locked. You can't go in there.
Tom, you're full of shit.
You're full of shit. Fuck you.
Fuck you twice. What's your last name?
Fuck you 3 times, motherfucker.
Oh, you are a piece of shit, motherfucker.
Hey, at least I don't talk to my wife like she's a maid or something. Aw, he didn't even hear that. which is probably a good thing, because it probably would have pissed him off, and he would have gone in there and, like, backhanded her.